the child. You created that child. When you were barebacking her, you didn't ask her was she on contraceptive.
Hi guys, welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Jamila Joie.
And I'm Sam Ray. Follow us on Twitter at The Pink Matter and Instagram at This Is Pink Matter. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes and Audioboom. Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at LoveSaray and at Jamila Joie. And don't forget, on Wednesdays we listen to Pink Matter.
Finally!
Okay, right.
So what do you think of that whole thing where guys are commenting like football tweets under girls' pictures? I'm not going to say thirst traps because that's what they're trying to justify it with.
It's childish.
It's not just thirst traps.
It's like crime school all over again where you pinch the girl you like because you're trying to get her attention and they're trying to say it's a compliment that, oh, they're commenting under the pictures. It's bullshit. Like, nobody asks you to comment. If you don't want people to post pictures, you could always ignore the picture. You could block the person. You commenting under is just childish. It's so childish.
I don't believe it's just to get their attention, because they know they're not going to get their attention. Like, do you think you're going to pick one of the neeks in the comments? Like, oh yeah, I want that one. Like, that's not going to happen. I literally think it's just about, like,
corny as fuck.
Yeah, it's about humbling girls. It's about humbling girls, because it's not just thirst traps. I saw a girl, she was just in a nice dress, and then people started doing that whole
football
thing.
I think what it is, yeah, is because after leaving all those thirsty comments underneath pictures, they weren't getting any response.
Where they were, exactly.
So now that they've found a new angle,
they're bitter.
They're like, well, bitch, I want you to stop posting
Let's
pictures.
Ruin you. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Like, it's so childish. And I know people will say, oh, you're just mad because they're not commenting under your picture. Listen, oh, God, yeah. Let me see them dumb comments under my picture.
I'm going to block everyone. Exactly.
Everyone will get blocked.
So just block them. I'm not here for that stupid, just, like, don't use me for banter. That's the thing. Like, I understand that some of them genuinely think it's banter, but some of them don't actually see that it is, like, it's damaging. It can be damaging. And what I saw is someone actually said, I was in a back and forth with somebody, and I said that you never know, you could ruin her self-confidence. And the person said, well, she never really was confident then, if something like that can ruin it. That is abusive.
Is that supposed to be a good thing?
No, like, that's abusive. And because the thing is, the thread that kind of triggered guys was one girl, she was a bit over TT, I can't lie, but what she did say is that she said, oh, you know, it's a form of abuse. And it is, because what you have just said is that you were never confident if this can affect you. That is abusive. That is actually abusive. Like, do you not understand it's abusive behavior?
And even if they weren't confident in the first place, do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that, oh, well, here's me assisting.
Exactly. Nobody asked your help.
Nobody asked you.
Do you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Fuck? Like, so, it's just a weird concept. I can't get with it.
They literally, like, men just give themselves more credit than they're due. Because, I'm sorry, there's no guy commenting on my picture of football is going to make me confident. Are you stupid? Like, oh, yeah, he must be campaigning. That's why he's commenting.
And another
football.
Thing, I think with a lot of guys, especially on social media, they do things where they oversimplify what they do as saying, like, well, it's not that deep. No, what it is.
It's upset. Like, think about it. Okay, because there's certain ones, yeah, I've seen that certain girls have gotten, okay, mad retweets, mad likes, but there was not a single, oh, you look banging in the comments. It was literally all football. That's where, oh, you know the one that started it? That
yeah.
one. And I'm sorry, yeah, but
it's childish.
It was, for
it's
me,
so,
it would be,
it's
like,
so corny.
Do you,
like,
know what I'm saying?
It's just, like, you, I just think of it this way. You're actually a big man and you need to see what you're doing on the internet. Can you come here? If your mum was to sit next to you, she saw what you were doing, do you think you can explain
to
her in a way
her.
That
exactly.
she would, it would make sense? It wouldn't.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, I'm lucky, like, we're just lucky that we are the way we are, like, we're thick-skinned, but I can only imagine someone that's weaker, and I'm going to say weaker, I don't want to say weaker, but just not as emotionally or mentally strong as us. Like, imagine, like, I've just posted a fire picture,
speaking
and nobody's complimented, everyone's just talking about fucking Mata and Hazard, like,
fuck them,
and Messi, and fucking Giroud, like, transferring to fucking Chelsea, like,
speaking of being thick skinned, yeah, so, I've decided to delete my curious cat, right, and I told you why,
yeah.
We weren't on Twitter when it was happening, but basically, someone came to harass me on curious cat, like, normally, let me not lie, I have gotten abuse on Curious Cat. Yeah, most of the time I ignore it. I know it makes them feel like away if I don't reply. So most of the time I ignore it. They're normally like comments on my look.
This is what they want, by the way. I'm annoyed that you're giving it airtime.
No,
because they
why,
want this.
But the reason why it was because it was about the event, and that's why it made me feel
yeah.
the type of way. So they were saying stuff like, oh, you're probably going to pick one of the popular people to win the contest. You're probably going to, they said the VIP bag probably aren't going to be all that. First of all, they are all that.
They are amazing. They're fucking amazing. Can I just say, those VIP bags, they are worth over £100. So like, y'all, if you didn't get one, I am sorry. Like,
so, and it was just saying, the fact that they even said, bring out more VIP tickets so I can inspect the bags. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, it was just...
Like, your haters are always closest, like close to you, not closest, but they're always close to you.
Like, they want to be close
proximity.
To you. Yeah.
Like, close proximity, because this is clearly someone that follows either you or me. Do you know what I'm saying?
And they were saying stuff like, oh, the event doesn't make sense, the rebrand doesn't make sense.
Really? You didn't even tell me that. Yeah, they said how does the rebrand not make sense, and how does the rebrand not make
first
sense?
First of all, I've been speaking about beauty since I've been on Twitter. So I've been on Twitter for like almost like 9 years now, and I've been speaking about beauty since then. One. Two, the rebrand, the thing is, yeah, people think that what we hope for Pink Matter is that we just want to be a podcast in the future. I feel like that's
maybe Pink Matter is a brand.
It's actually a brand. It's going to be an umbrella for so many things. And the thing is, because we haven't announced everything that we're doing, I know it looks like we're just a podcast. No, we are not. We do a lot more than that. So it was just, I don't know, it made me feel a type of way because I was like, what's that supposed to mean? That's what I wanted to touch on. Like, don't think that just because of what you see, there's not a lot more going on. And it's not that, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it didn't hurt me personally, but it just made me feel this type of way to, like, talk about it. Because it was just like, that's not how it is. And everything you were saying, that's not how it is.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that person's just a hater. I know that there's probably other people that think along the lines that they do. But to be honest, I don't care because they're not people that are listening to us.
True.
Do you know what I mean? They're not our, clearly they're not our actual fans. So, or listeners.
You never spoken about beauty on the podcast. Okay.
Okay, but we have, exactly. So the map, exactly. It just shows that you're not a listener. So I don't really care for your opinion. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? But like, I get that. I remember I had Curious Cat, probably like 2012. And I got so much abuse, it wasn't so much, but I got abuse. I remember someone had told me that my boyfriend from when I was like 15 or 16 cheated on me. I was like, okay. I don't even know if that person's telling the truth or not, but I legitimately don't give a fuck. So I was laughing at what the need to tell me that, what was it, 6 years later, 5 years later? It was ridiculous.
And like I said, the thing is with me, I don't even, all the attacks on me, they just run off me because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care.
But because it was like, this is like actually like my brand, this is like something I work for.
Yeah, it's
for,
your
was
baby,
like,
basically.
So I was like, okay, relax. Everybody could just, you know what, you don't get to have your opinion, your anonymous opinion anyway.
Yeah.
And you could say it was critique, but it wasn't real critique because you couldn't come forward with your critique with your chest. So.
And they don't understand how much effort actually goes into what we're doing as well behind the scenes. It's not easy at all. But we do really appreciate all our real listeners.
Thank you so much, guys.
We do appreciate you all. Thank you so much for purchasing tickets in the
viewing. I'm so excited.
We were shaking in it. Like, I asked you, I was pacing up and down my front room. I was every minute I felt like I was going to vomit.
I had to sleep for a while.
Yeah, when the tickets were getting released, I was shaking, I was keeling over, I was rolling on the floor, I was in the fetal position. I was just like, I'm going to vomit. I was so scared at what the response was going to be. And it was just so amazing. Thank you guys so much.
And we did put our second release of tickets because like it was just a huge demand of people trying to get tickets. So we put out a second release. So we hope to see everybody. Ghost Banks.
Oh yeah.
So he's given out 3 tickets to, I think, every week up until
the event
to 3 lucky ladies. Mm-hmm. So if you guys get in contact with him, he'll be able to give you a free ticket, give and get you a free ticket.
So if you haven't got one, jump on the opportunity, guys.
At Ghost Banks on Twitter.
With an S, not a Z.
Did you see the Nike ad?
Yeah, I saw the Nike ad. I saw it.
I loved it. I loved it.
It was amazing. It was actually amazing.
It was every aspect from beginning to end. It was really
relatable. You just felt like it was home. You just watch that ad and you just feel home. Like that's something that I've always been a patriotic Londoner. Like not a patriotic.
I'm a Londoner.
I'm not a Britoner. I just want to say Britoner. I don't care. There's no word for it. So I'm just making it up.
Britoner.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pirate movie.
Brit. I'm so dumb. Brit.
I'm fucking dead.
Brit. That's the word. What's the word for it?
Yeah,
yeah. I knew it was made up, but I thought there wasn't an alternate word.
No, I knew there was a name for it, but I couldn't remember it. So yeah, I just kept saying Britain.
Yeah, Brit. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a patriotic Brit. I'm a patriotic Londoner. I love being from London. I'm sorry for all our outside listeners. Yo, Manchester is lit. Liverpool is lit, Bristol is lit, all them ends there, Birmingham, you're all lit, can't lie, but I'm talking about where I'm from, the same way that Birmingham people feel for Brum. Wow, see, this is how you know. Brum people and Manculians, Liverpoolians, yeah, I know, I'm clued up. Bristolites, that's how all of you are all patriotic for your own personal, you know. I'm proud to be from the UK, 100%, but London more than anything. It's like, you know,
I'm not really proud to be from the UK.
But think about it. I say in the sense that you're more proud to be, I'm more proud personally to be Yoruba than Nigerian. Like,
yeah, I'm more proud to be Ijebu than I am Yoruba. So,
but that's what I'm saying, exactly.
But I've never been proud to be like British. When I go to
other countries. Yeah, I am, because a lot of people are retarded.
If they ask me where I'm from, I don't say I'm from like Britain or the UK. I say I'm from London. I just don't see no point in saying I'm from Britain because I'm not. I'm a Londoner and I cannot wait for the Republic of London.
Yeah, same.
Did you see the backlash of the ad?
Do you know what? I didn't see it. I literally would pop onto Twitter like every now and then. I was quite busy that day and then I saw a few things, but I didn't really get the gist of it. I saw some things that I thought were a bit out of line, and I mean from us as black people, but the Asians as well. So what was it? It was like Asians v blacks, right?
Basically, okay, so this was it, yeah. There were a few, I think the first Asian to even mention it anyway was one guy. He had said something that there was an absence of Asians, which is totally correct. There were like about maybe 3 or 4 Asians in the
I heard there was one.
No,
I haven't watched it since I watched it the first time.
There was like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I watched it again. There's like 3 or 4, but again, it's not heavily.
Yeah. Asian. Kind of just catch them quickly.
I don't want to say infested. That's a rude word.
Dominated.
Anyway, mm-hmm. So, and then under like in his thread, it wasn't even a thread. It was just a conversation he was having. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he went to go and say. Yeah. So he had said, they targeted one demographic. Whilst targeting one demographic, they completely ignored a complete other demographic. And my thing was, there is no point in you mentioning black people because black people did not erase the Asians. Like, the presence of the black people did not create the absence of Asian people.
Mm-hmm.
One. Two, in the sports they targeted in the ad, Asians do not dominate them. They do not dominate rowing. They don't dominate swimming. They don't dominate football. They don't dominate basketball. They don't mm-hmm. dominate boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So any of those, they don't dominate any of those, right? And the sport that Asians do dominate in is cricket, okay? Cricket is... I can't lie, I don't watch cricket in it. Let me not lie, but they dominate that. And I think someone made the point that it's usually England, and England isn't sponsored by Nike or whatever, this, that. That wasn't even in my point. The point was it was centered towards Londoners, right? And in London, youth culture especially, Asians aren't the influencers, nor are they the primary consumers anyway. From my personal point of view, I don't think Asians are. They're not the influencers at all. I can say that like 100.
They're not the influencers, but I can honest. If I'm honest, they are like consumers. They are big consumers.
They're consumers
of Nike.
Mm-hmm. consumers of Nike and youth culture. But the youth culture that is black people.
But like, where's it influenced?
Exactly.
From?
So yeah.
Does it derive from? Basically,
all the Asians. What they listen to black people music. They emulate. Mm. Black culture, etc., etc. So again, all of it is still very black influence.
But then that poses the question that, okay, so is that what the agenda of the ad was? Was it to celebrate black influence?
No, I'm not saying that it was, but because they still had white people in it as well.
Yeah.
What I'm saying it was heavily targeted.
What I'm saying is that what they did is they chose aspects that are predominantly black. Does that make sense?
So no, but the thing is, I don't think it was that. I don't think it was that they were pointing towards black people.
No, I don't think
it was
they were.
Youth culture, London youth culture, and because London youth culture is black people at the forefront.
But that's the thing. But that's debatable. That's what you want to see.
I know. I don't think it's debatable. I think it's facts.
No, that's what you want
to
see.
I think it's facts.
Not really. Yes. Because you got to think about it, yeah? Like, think about it. Grime is not the only, like, or grime rap, that's not the only genre. Like, think about things like, I know you don't listen to it, but drum and bass. Drum and bass
I'm not even talking about music. I'm saying youth culture as in...
Yeah, I know, but youth culture is predominantly... everything. No, I get that.
Fashion.
Youth culture is predominantly fashion and music. That's it.
Yeah.
Fashion and music. So we're going to talk about music. Yeah, and sports. And even in sports, I'm not out here saying that, you know, I'm literally, you know, I'm always devil's advocate, yeah? So I'm just saying, like, okay, in the sense that, I don't know why, there was a guy that he listed, like, 100 people.
Under my breath.
But I didn't even see Amir Khan. Like, I didn't even see Amir Khan.
Amir Khan's not from London.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's why then.
But all
what
the people listed,
what I'm saying?
Literally,
wow.
everyone was like, he could have literally put his wedding list, he could have put the cousins, like, the people in the area. I was like, they could have been made up, like, there was no, you cannot, there are no relevant Asian influences in London as of right now. MIA isn't really relevant right now. Jay Sean, okay, bye.
There's that woman that has a beard. She's like a proper, like, ambassador. For self-confidence and, you know...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know her name.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, and then there's that woman that won the British Bake Off, something, whatever. Great British Bake Off, something.
Did I?
Something.
What about the news reporter, Rizla? Riz Latif. Yeah, no.
His name is Riz Latif.
It's a woman. She's not influential. She's not even you. She's
so,
like
no,
50.
But even all the people that you mentioned, they're not influential.
I can't think of... No, I get it. Okay. Now, the problem with that is that then... This is the problem with marketing.
Their problem should have been that there is an absence of Asian influences in general. Not
yes,
that
that's
it was,
exactly what I was
not
gonna say.
That it was black... Like, every single
exactly
point that we had
say.
Always come back to the fact that, oh, it's targeted at bare black people. What's that got to do with black? That's not what's
rising.
That's not your problem. And then it just exposed their anti-blackness in general.
Rising.
Because any other advert that you see, you don't complain. Someone made the point. I watched a Sainsbury's advert the other day and I didn't see any Asians. You didn't complain. So it was like, is it because it's popular that you're complaining?
Yeah, I think it was just because it was popular. Was it Sainsbury's or was it Tesco that a friend of mine, he was in it. It's like a Jamaican family.
Yeah.
And have you seen it? There's a Jamaican family.
Was it a little
and they're
girl?
On the table.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the mum's cooked some, I don't know what she's cooked, jerk pork or something. I don't know, like jerk chicken. And yeah, they purposely included a black family. But now, I think what I'm happy about is that we're kind of moving forward from kind of being used as like circus fucking monkeys, because I'm not gonna lie, yeah, whenever a black person was included in an advert, it was always like it was a joke. Yeah, it was like a joke. Do you remember? I'm sorry, this one, I will never stop talking about it, yeah. The old Clover advert, who the fuck cries over butter? Of course they had to go and get a black man to cry over butter. What, because he doesn't have butter at home? He's what, scraping the lid? Like, is that why you made him cry?
You know,
because he was eating butter?
Do you know another thing? Someone made a good point about the fact that for the first time ever, youth culture in London is not being demonized, and that's true because they actually always demonize youth culture, with especially just youth in general. Mm-hmm. Everything that we've done for years, mm-hmm. it's been that, oh, you know, they're in gangs, mm-hmm. or they're rowdy, or they're this. So for once, it's celebrated in a positive kind of way.
I had this debate. It's good that you even brought this up, because I had this debate with someone, and what we were talking about is it a trend? I feel like it's a trend. I feel like white people, no disrespect, but I feel like white people are seeing that, oh, you know, working with black people and being on the black people's side is working for now. Let's just latch on.
But again,
I feel like it's a trend.
Again, in saying that, there's been two types of trends, okay? Mm-hmm. There's been, okay, we see this a lot in the beauty industry. Mm-hmm. So it's that,
we're not
going to include people, but in not including, like, shades for black people, it gives them more of a boost.
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
Yeah, because of the
works both ways. Not including us, we get the outrage.
Including
us, mm-hmm. you get the promotion. Either way, it works both ways.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I feel like we're just being used right now, and it kind of like, I'm not gonna go too much into Black Panther, but I feel like that's another example. Like, I'm so happy, do not get me wrong. I went to the premiere, guys, it was amazing. But again, it kind of poses the question, are we just being used now because it's a trend?
Mm.
That's what I'm kind of worried about. Is it going to be like 5 years down the line? Because like things that are said, and okay, not even things that are said. Look at things like Misguided, Pretty Little Thing.
Fleet.
What are their marketing tools?
It's but
always,
again,
our culture.
It's, I think the thing is, I don't think it's anything new. It's been like, okay, like when hip-hop first rose, I hate coming back to this because I'm doing a presentation on this, but when hip-hop first rose, it was gritty, whatever, and then came the commercialization of it, where the white execs in the big offices were like, we need to target them. And that's the thing. No matter what we do, black people are beyond trendy. We are beyond popular. I think we're just trendsetters. We do everything. Everything we do, people want to do it. And that's just the way it's been since, especially since technology has developed, since the 80s, basically. Yeah. Everything we've done has been something like, yep, I'm trying to get on that.
Should
yep,
I tell you I'm right? trying to get on that. It's because black people are like one big family. So when you see us do things, we do it like in a wholesome way. I can't describe it's
natural.
It's like
it's natural.
Exactly.
It's nothing.
Nothing is it's contrived.
Not forced. You don't
exactly.
When I'm saying on fleek, it means because bitch, my shit is on fleek.
The fuck? Like literally. I was gonna say something else as well. It was about we're talking about what were you just saying
about.
So another thing I spoke about with somebody else is, because this is a bit off the subject, but it's all about black people in general. So I was talking about how, you know, I love how as a black community, we're all now supporting each other to the extent that we're actually elevating each other. We are like linking famous people up with, you know, just regulars like ourselves. We are starting trends. We are, you know, even the whole, remember the whole Rihanna and Lupita thing? Do you remember? Now it's a thing. Like, I think, okay, black people are very influential. However, I was saying that, you know, maybe one day we won't even need the white man to, you know, elevate us. But then the person was just like, no. Because, think about it.
They're the one with the power.
They're still all the way at the top.
Yeah, they
at the very,
have the
very top.
Power.
And that's why people, no disrespect, but that's why people like Stormzy and stuff like that, you know, when they're being commercialized now, it's because they're still being controlled by the white man.
Yeah, because we don't have any institutional
like
power. Like, our power comes very naturally through the way that we express ourselves, through our culture.
But there's always going
to
be a limit.
There's always going to be the point where we need the money, we need the power, because they also have the power to bring us down as well.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we
spoke
about.
I mean, we see that with the people, with people like bloody DMX, for example.
I know,
he went
right?
from being so big to basically being a drug addict.
Yeah, we literally spoke about the power to be brought down, because basically, what was I saying? I've completely lost my train of thought. I can't remember. You're talking about now. I really want to make this point.
Okay, it's so annoying. Moving on. Kylie Jenner had her baby.
Yeah.
Named her Stormy. I think the video is very good. Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
The video is very cute. Sam's just making bare faces right now.
I'm over them completely. Like, I have nothing to say about them. They're just so annoying. Like, I went from liking them, no, from not liking them, to loving Kim and Kylie to an extent. No, I just can't stand them. I
went from being indifferent to loving Kim and being a bit indifferent towards Kylie because she was young, because she's young. And then now I'm just like, I'm indifferent again, but I especially don't like Chloe.
I'm starting to feel a way about Kendall as well, you know. I feel like she's a fake bitch. Like, I'm not kind of like...
I'm indifferent to her. It's just like, she's just irrelevant. She's the irrelevant one. But Chloe especially, she is disgusting. Like, she is just so foul to me, and I can't get with... Like, from the beginning, I've never liked Chloe anyway. I just feel like she's just foul. And she's the
disgusting.
Number one cultural appropriator out of all of them. Her especially. I just can't get with her.
No, they all are. They all are.
No, I feel like, but hers is more
forced.
Intentional. Hers is more like she loves calling herself the big booty. Like, get out.
They literally all accept.
And she loves stealing. I don't really like to use the expression a man thief. Yeah, but Khloe Kardashian is a perpetrating, you know, predatory bitch. Like,
it's because she's desperate. So she literally...
all her friends. Yeah. All of Kim's friends, I just don't get her. Like, she's nasty to me. She's nasty.
I don't like Khloe at all. She's not a Kardashian anyway. Anyway,
hi guys, I'm Jamina Chua.
I am Sam Ray.
And we are back with the second episode of the new season. Woo woo. What announcements are we making today?
I think we already made them, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
The beauty room.
The beauty room is sponsored by Certify. The Glowport, Kemi Lux Beauty, and
Lauren Beauty
Cosmetics as well. these, they will all be in the goodie bag.
Yeah, there'll still be more.
So there's still more coming. We have more announcements to make till then.
There are main sponsors.
Yeah. I'm super excited. The certified goodies came the other day, and wow, just wow is all I can say. They're bloody amazing.
Yeah.
You guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter, and we will answer them on the show. In terms of advertising, or if you want to come do a talk at anywhere, again, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. And yeah, let's get started with the show.
Pink Matter discusses having a baby by somebody that doesn't want the child.
So, well, I'll let you go first because you already have a son. So what would you do if you got pregnant?
Well, I trapped the nigga, yeah! Well, I trapped that nigga. No, I'm joking. If I was in that situation, and the person didn't want the child, to be honest, how do I put it? It's your own choice at the end of the day. I am completely pro-choice. It is your choice if you want to keep the child. It's your choice if you don't want to keep the child. Now, I feel like if my... I'm really rambling. I'm trying to, be politically correct here. If I didn't want the child... I mean, if I want a child and the guy didn't want it, I would keep it. I don't want to turn around and regret, not keeping a child. And I only say this because I know the love that I have for my child now.
Right.
However, it's not an ideal situation. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? But I would just pray that I wouldn't get into that kind of situation anyway, where I'm with someone that doesn't want the child. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? At least, if the guy was I don't mind what you do, then that's one thing. But to say, nope, I don't want that child,
I don't want to talk too brazenly because I'm going to try to speak as objectively as possible, okay? So I'm 22 years of age right now. I'm in my final year of uni. And if I was to get pregnant, right now, and the guy didn't want the child... I don't think I would want the child.
But that's why it's a bit different.
If I wanted the child and they didn't want the child, it would be very conflicted for me. Now, I'll say this in two ways. So, for me, I don't think, there's nothing wrong with a single parenthood. I think my mom did a very good job.
Mm.
And although it's not ideal, I've noticed the way people talk about single parenthood is something that they would never want in this day. I've seen, I pray my... I get it, but at the same time, it's not as severe as people should make it. It's not that bad. Sometimes it's better for you. For me, if I had grown up in a two-parent... I did in the beginning. But if I had grown up right until the end of my childhood, up until I was 18, in a two-parent household, I don't think it would have been healthy for me. I would have been worse. I'm already bad as it is.
So that's different. That depends on your parents' relationship.
No, I know. What I'm saying is, I don't... the way people talk about it is I pray that...
single parenthood is very hard.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't. What I'm saying is,
it's still okay. If
you end up as a single parent, it's still okay. It's nothing to really be extreme
and end all, basically.
Yeah, it's not the end of your life. And then at the same time, I don't think I'd be able to cope as a single parent, let me not lie.
Yeah, single parenthood is not easy, guys. I'm just going to say, announcement, guys. Well, if y'all didn't know, your girl's single. Here's my official announcement. I've been single for a year, but, since I was pregnant, but, I just had to focus. Last year, I had to focus on, raising my child and just getting to a space that I felt comfortable in myself with that. I just didn't want to because I had a very hard pregnancy and a very hard birth and stuff like that. So I really needed to heal from the pregnancy, from the birth anyway. I still haven't told you guys how it went, but one day. So I had to just focus. Last year was just literally all about myself.
I get it. You went from being in a long-term relationship to then...
Exactly. Transitioning, exactly. Obviously, I was cohabiting before and then I went, you know, I'm living by myself now with my son and stuff like that. So obviously I just had to, like, last year was all about myself. I had to be selfish. It was nobody's business. You know what I mean? I didn't, if people came and asked me in the background, I told them, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't something that I was going to publicize. And I remember saying to Jamila, I was just like, I really feel like I need to, like, tell people, because I feel like I don't want to, I just want you guys, I want to be honest with you guys. I want you guys to know what's going on.
It was like YouTube. It was not, like,
exactly. It was never like, I was never ashamed of it. Ask Jamila, never, yeah. not one point. I didn't, okay, let me not start getting personal. Let me just, like, not get personal. But yeah, like, I was not ashamed of, like, splitting up with him. It happens, things happen. I split up with him when I was still pregnant. So, you know, it was a decision that had to be made. No, there was no infidelity, in case anyone's wondering.
There were just things.
And I know a lot of people, like, clocked, but just didn't want to say. But that was the whole point. I kind of, like, left little Easter eggs. Like, you know, like, are you guys going to clock this or not? But I wanted to tell
she's
guys.
She's such a hoe. I think she tweeted once when she was in hospital, oh, I'm going to walk around with the back of my finger.
Listen, I know, like, Easter eggs, but I'm sure people realize, and I know that there was a time when I was, like, really tweeting, like, negatively in the sense of, like, my emotion, and it had nothing to do with my breakup. It had everything to do with single parenthood. I promise you guys, this is why I'm telling you now, because single parenthood is not easy. I am, like, I don't care. I have to gas myself up because I'm fucking amazing. If you guys know what I have done, and, you know, how I've raised, like, how I've gone about raising my son, I'm very proud of myself. Like, I deserve nothing but, you know, props for it.
Back to the topic, like I said, the whole single parenthood not being the be all end all, because I can 100%, I can speak for Sam and say this year, she would rather be single than, you know, no offense, be with the father of a child. And that's just because that, like, it's not as bad as we make it out to be. And I know, because a lot of us, we grew up with single parents. And I think that also ties in with the whole, you know, African parenthood, but I don't want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so like I said, if I was to get pregnant now, the whole straight eject, like, honestly, let me not lie, out of there.
It's all right to be selfish, but I guess, like, what we're talking about more is the guy, the guy's stance. So we've spoken about, okay, so what we would personally do, I mean, if I felt like the situation was just not ideal at all, I mean, now as it is, I would really like to, you know, be with a person that is, how do I say it? The next person I have a baby with, I want to have all the rest of my children with.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie, like, if I was in that situation, I wasn't sure about my future with this person.
Straight eject.
Boy.
And anyway, let me try to speak objectively as possible. Like I said, I'm 22. I'm in my final year of uni. I'm not financially stable. And you know what? Yeah, I put my mom the other day. Yeah, we just had a discussion, and I was like, "What would you do if I got pregnant?" She goes, "Hey, it's your own body. You're the one that will have to carry the baby. You're not gonna have to raise the baby." Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Okay, screw it. So I won't have the baby because nobody's gonna help me do it." Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not. I have to bring the money out of my own bum to raise this child. I have to do everything. So it's not ideally what I'd be able to do if the father did not want the child as well. I'd have to take into account that if the father wants the child and I want the child, then okay, we can have this kid together. But if the father didn't want the child, it would be a very, very extremely hard decision to make. Like, it would be very hard for me to say, yes, I still want this child. Yeah. Because it's so hard. Once you become a mother, you're a mother for life.
It's completely different as well when you're co-parenting and when the person's not involved at all. So if, like, you weren't together, but you weren't with the father of the child, but you're co-parenting, that's all good and well. But if you're having the child and you know you're going to be on your own, I really think, like, obviously consider your options. I'm not, you know, encouraging anyone to do anything, but definitely consider your options. Yeah. Because once that child comes, I promise you, you literally don't get a second. I was lucky enough to have my grandma and my mum. They stayed with me for 3 months. But after that, imagine having two helping hands of people that have had, you know, 3, 4, 5 kids of their own.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's just me. Like, I just got thrown into the deep end. So that's what kind of took a toll on me.
Especially because you never really, before.
I didn't deal with kids either. Exactly. I don't have babies in my family like that.
I know I don't want kids anytime soon because I deal with kids a lot.
Exactly.
So exactly. I don't want it. Like, my niece and nephew, oh gosh, I love them to death. But oh God, I can't have you guys.
Yeah, it's not easy, guys. Like, obviously, I love, like, Michael is just an absolute blessing. Like, I can't imagine life without him. But, you know, it just gets to the point where you want to cook and this little man is, like, clutching at your ankle. And then you're trying to walk and then he falls over because he's just, you know, attached to you, and then he starts crying, and then the plantain's burning and then the oil's splashing on. Ah! Like, and it's just like, it's just, and then you start to get frustrated. I'm not even joking. That is a major issue with single parenthood, is frustration. If I'm being honest with you guys, as my listeners, I've had so many situations where I have nearly let frustration kind of get, like, just take over me, because I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to work. Like, for instance, I'm trying to work, or, like, the day that we even released the event tickets, and Micah's just there screaming and crying and kind of, I'm like, don't you want your mama to be great? You know what? Do you want to be broke? Do you want to be homeless? Like, I need this. Like, I'm trying to secure your future. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my mind. But you're just like, oh my God, please just leave me alone for a second. And then you remember, this is a baby. He doesn't know what he's doing. All he wants is his mum. I brought him into this world. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter what I'm trying to do. I have to incorporate him in everything that I do. So I need to be able to manage that. And that's something that I can say is very challenging if you're a single parent that, you know, is doing it on their own.
It's interesting you say that, the whole you brought him into this world. Because I often say, yeah, that choosing to have a child is a selfish decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I say,
and choosing to abort a child is a selfish decision as well. Both of them.
They're both selfish. But I think it's more selfish to have a child, because you now have, it's your responsibility now, and you cannot shirk that responsibility to look after that child. That child has done nothing. That child did not ask to be born. That child did not ask, you know, for you to have sex that day. This child didn't ask. So it's a very self decision for you to decide, yes, I want to be a mother. It's not that you decide to be that child's mother. You said, I want to be a mother. I want to be a father. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you didn't choose that child.
Yeah.
You just chose motherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that, I cannot imagine, like, right now, me ever, I can't. And it's mad. So again, on the flip side, what would you do if you didn't want the child and the guy wanted the child?
Oh, it's not completely my choice. I'm not gonna lie, I don't care, and I wouldn't take what he says into consideration.
I completely agree.
I'm not gonna lie, that's
completely.
You're not the one that's got a duty. Pregnancy, guys! Yay!
I know some people get forced into having babies and stuff like that, yeah, and I find that so absurd, yeah. But the thing is, yeah, if I was ever forced into having a child, yeah, that I did not want, yeah, let me not lie, I will have the child, I'm going to leave that child on your doorstep. Because, you thought maybe, I don't know, me forced me to have a child was going to enforce some maternal instinct in me. I do not want that child at this current point in my life, and that's okay. And there's nothing we need to discuss about abortion, yeah, it's the fact that we need to stop making it seem as if it was something that people have to do. Like, as if, like, oh, they were going through some hardship, or, you know, you don't know what people... Like, I can't explain it yet, but I was talking about it the other day. I said we need to normalise that. Sometimes it's not because they're going through hardship. Sometimes they just don't want the child, and that too is okay. Like, it shouldn't be that, you know, we have to attach stuff onto it. Like, oh, you know, maybe she got raped, or maybe this, or maybe that. Maybe she, like, do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes people just don't want the child, and that really is okay. Like, it's not fair. The what comes with having a vagina is that we get so many stigmas on what we do and what we choose to do, what we choose not to do, whether we decide to stay virgins, whether we decide to have sex.
It's all you at the end of the day that has to, like, deal with the consequences or the effects of whatever decision you have made.
Exactly.
You, like, that's why I'm completely pro-choice, because as you said, I'm not going to say it's better to, it's both us are selfish, because on one hand, you're denying a child the right to life ever. Like, that is it. This child will never be born. But then, on the other hand, you could literally be bringing a child into an extremely toxic environment. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that, like, again, because we keep going back to ourselves, but it's actually about the man. This topic is about the man. So, the man, that's one thing I cannot stand, is that, okay, you don't want the child. You created that child. When you were barebacking her, you didn't ask her, was she on contraceptive? You didn't ask her any of that. I know there's some girls that lie about being on contraception, but let's just say for the majority, but barebacking.
Not same. Because of sex, but because I really hate my period. I hate my period so much.
barebacking, yeah, like, you weren't asking when you were balls deep in her guts, but now, oh, she's had a baby, and she's like, you're trying to trap me. And I'm doing
what
that in
do
the lowercase, uppercase, yeah.
What do you have that you think a woman wants to trap you? You are not Diddy.
Do you know what I'm saying? You don't even drive.
You don't even drive.
You don't even drive. drive.
You have nothing.
Do you know what I'm saying? You can't go home from the hospital without a car seat. Trust me, they will not let you leave. They will call the police on you if you try and leave.
Don't
you have
to get an Uber.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but you can't get an Uber. You want to carry that baby in the car?
No, the car seat. The car seat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're just buying a car seat for nothing because you ain't going nowhere, are you? Because you ain't got a car. Like, it's just little things like that. I just feel like when they now shirk their responsibility because they didn't want the child, no. And I don't ever feel like, it's like, how can you even feel comfortable enough knowing that your child, your seed, walks this earth, looks like you, and fucking has half of your DNA, and you don't care? I cannot even fathom it. That makes me sick.
I cannot fathom it.
It makes me physically sick.
When I think about fatherhood, yeah, I think about my brother a lot, yeah, because my brother's a very, very good father, yeah, like, to his kids.
He is.
He's a very, very good father. Like, beyond, he's like the mum version of a guy to his kids. Like, financially, my niece and nephew are set. Like, emotionally, everything, they're set, yeah. So, I cannot imagine, yeah, my brother deciding he does not want to be in his children's life. Like, I cannot imagine him deciding I don't want to be in my children's life. Mm-hmm. It's just something that would just, it would make no sense to me. Because, and that's another thing, yeah, when you see that these guys especially, they would cuss their fathers, they would say everything about their fathers, and they'll turn out to be exactly like their fathers. Yeah. It's such a ironic sort of situation, because it's like, so everything you said you hate, you, that's what you want to be for a child. Like, all that shit, yeah, I saw someone say, so there was an article, not really an article, it was a whatever, it was like The Sun or something. So they said that it was reporting on Kevin Hart changing a diaper for the first time. And I said, bitch, he has two other kids.
What
do you mean for the first time? How can that be the first time in your life you change a diaper? What kind of use is, and someone said, oh, life is different when you love the mother of your child. Don't ever in your fucking life.
I remember someone saying that.
Don't ever in your fucking life. How fucking dare you?
Love the mother of your child. It's basically, nothing to do with the mother of your child.
You're basically blaming the mother for the reason why you treat your child the way you treat your child. That is such a spiteful, disgusting.
But it's 50 Cent. How can he literally rejects one of his first child because he doesn't get on with
that? That's such a spiteful and disgusting. Like, it's actually disgusting. Because of the mother, that's why you are denying your child basic love, basic respect, all of that. Is I cannot believe
child that you created. You're acting like
you
got raped
with
that. These people acting like they got raped. There's women that are out there that get raped. Sorry, trigger. That get raped and still keep the child. And then you're out there. You willingly barebacked this woman. And then you're saying, oh, I'm not going to look after the child when she keeps it. You can't do stuff like
how
that.
How dare you? Because you don't love the mother. That is the most. I just find it so disgusting. I don't even care. I don't care if you hate the mother of your child. I don't care if she's a bitch. That child should not and cannot be denied basic basic qualities for a child. They cannot be denied money. They cannot be denied basic visitation. You cannot deny that. And you can say, oh yeah, the mum doesn't allow you, all of that. That's all fine and well. But when you willingly choose to decide not to be in your child's life, you are actually a piece of shit.
But then there's mothers as well that actually, like, their son's partners in crime. Do you know what I mean? Like, they will know that their son has a child, but they're like, well, you know.
And
they
too are, they're son. Washed.
They're all
washed together.
Disgusting. It's a disgusting thing.
It's such a horrible mentality, and that's all because of this unconditional love that I always say that I don't think is true anyway.
Yeah, no,
but I think I spoke about this with Kelechi on the last season. But, yeah, I just don't think that unconditional love should be blind love.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of, especially African, well, black mothers anyway, participate in that when it comes to their sons.
Do you know what? Something I actually think, though, at the end of the day, I think unconditional love, I think there is such thing as unconditional love in the sense that I guess I wouldn't support what they have done, but I will still always love them.
Yeah.
I may still disown you, but I will still love you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You are still my son. I still carried you for 9 months. I still raised you. Then you've gone out and, obviously, God forbid, but, you know, you've gone out and raped somebody. I will probably disown my child if they did that. However, I won't stop loving them. I can't. You wouldn't know until you have a child. Not in a rude way, but you probably wouldn't know. But I can't imagine, like, oh, I don't love my child. Like, how? Maybe
it's the thing, yeah, is because you love your child. That's why you can't imagine not loving
your
child.
Yeah, I don't have a demon child, like, yet. God forbid.
But, yeah, it's like, you don't, I don't know. I mean, without divulging too much into my own family life, yeah, like, I know my mum,
to be honest, mum's a softie, so never mind, I won't use my mum as an example. Mum's a real softie. She
so is mine.
So yeah, maybe if I ever have children, if something like that happens to me, well, who knows? If I have children, that's if.
Ooh, this one, she keeps on playing herself. My turn.
No, that's not even in my 5-10 year plan. Like, no, no. I'm going to be that auntie in the crop top that's whining at all the reunions, bitch. The favorite auntie that all the kids come over to.
The ginger hair.
Yes, bitch. With the piercings, bitch. Yes, that's me. But, yeah.
So yeah, there's other things I was gonna say as well. Okay, so like if we're talking about, all right, so we're talking about now, you know, someone having a child with someone they didn't want to, blah blah blah, whatever. So let's say that, I forgot what I was gonna say. Wow, this is so annoying because there's so many elements to this. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like they come to like, you know, paying for the child. Okay, let me give you this scenario. What do you think of something like this? Okay. I've had a child with you.
Right.
I didn't want the child.
Right.
I'll give you money, but I will never see that child. I don't give a fuck about a relationship with the child. I don't call me about the child. Don't tell me how he's doing. I don't care if he lost his first tooth. I don't care if he's walking now.
Wait, you want to give me money?
But I'll just give you money for the child because it's my child.
How much money are you giving me?
Whatever the government tells me to give you, which could be £30 a month.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Child support is a fucking joke, by
yeah,
the way.
It's a joke.
I literally checked, like, for my friend, just as, like, you know, just out of curiosity. And it, I swear, guys, it wasn't me. Like, that sounds like, oh, asking for a friend. It wasn't me. And this friend is on, like, a really good salary. And literally, the child support was still shit.
Yeah. Child support is a fucking joke. And I don't understand how children would be able to live off that. I don't know, it depends. Do I not like you?
What do you mean?
Do I not like you? Do I not like the baby dad?
Maybe you want to be with the baby dad, maybe you don't.
I don't
know. Yeah, maybe, okay, maybe if you do want to be with the baby dad, but he doesn't want to be with you, he doesn't want anything to do with the child. Like, you know how there's some guys that, you know, they'll be doing all the whining and dining and everything, and then, oh, as soon as baby pops up, it's like, yo, back the fuck up, you ain't my girl, kind of thing. So what if the girl has been treated so nicely and until she got pregnant, and then he's like, I don't want anything to do with it, don't holler at me, and it happens
and
to
he's
going to
give me the money.
It happens to people, he'll give you the money, but just literally never speak to you about this child.
I don't want government ordained money, because if that's the case, then... If we're going to the courts, I want split custody. You take this child down.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Take the child.
Take
the big-headed child.
I'm happy you raised that point.
No, I don't need your quick money.
Yeah.
Take the child too. What the fuck do you mean?
I'm happy you raised that point.
No, thank you.
I'm happy you raised that point because we have a friend, Martha. She was talking about this and she was saying... like, women do themselves. They really play themselves, you know. When it comes to single parenthood, they play themselves. When it comes to, oh, yeah, I'm always going to have the child. You can have him on weekends or you can have him one day.
No, take the child.
50-50.
Take the fucking 50 child.
50-fucking-50. And that's something you. I 100% have learned.
You're
now.
Big-headed. You rip my fucking
Listen,
bum. Take him too.
I'm not going to lie. Like, every the day, like, I literally just started, I'd say this year, like, actually just thinking, actually, you know what? That's true. I'm not, you know, I'm not the only parent. And I'm not gonna lie, guys, I'm flourishing. I am flourishing because I am able to develop myself in different ways. I'm able to focus on other things I want to focus on. I'm able to study. I'm able to do things that I want to do. Do you understand? Like, I'm out here now able to do these extra courses because I want to go on, and it's just like professional courses that I want to go on and, you know, further my career. I can do them. Do you think I can do them when I've got a child breathing down my neck? My mom told me when she was studying for her degree, she literally, that's why she has bad eyesight now, because there were, I think she had me and my brother at that time. She used to take me to uni with her, but at night, because we were sleeping next to her, she would literally study with the dimmest light. She didn't have a laptop. It was just books. She would study with the dimmest light so that we wouldn't wake up, and now she has bad eyesight. Look at the sacrifices you have to make. Because, you know, she wasn't single at that point, don't get me wrong, but it still ties in with what I'm saying, because that's the situation that you would find a single parent in. So, yeah.
Like, if I could speak from my situation, when my mum first got into single parenthood, let's say when I was around 6 or 7, it was a lot of stress on her, because my mum, like, my whole life, my mum has worked, like, she does night shifts, all of that. So she would need somebody to to take care of me. So it got to a point when I was like I moved to America for 2 years mm-hmm. without my mum.
Yeah.
Because she needed that extra help, because mm-hmm. she needed to work. She needed to be able to put money mm-hmm. down for me to go to school, because I, like, mum's private school, yeah. whatever. So when I had come back, even when I had come back from America, again, I was a bit older, so I could stay home by myself. But at the same time, I would still have to go to other people's houses. And that's because single parenthood is very, very hard. And then, okay, let me not lie, I chose not to speak to my dad as well, so that wouldn't have helped. So that whole, my entire, for most of my childhood, especially from like 7 upwards, I spent 4 years of those in boarding school. So again, I was away from my mum as mm-hmm. well. So a lot of that, it made it easier for my mum, but at the same time, she still had to work very, very hard.
Yeah.
So it's not easy being a single parent. Yeah. And it's just, it's something that you have to take into consideration every single time. So yes, I will split custody with you. Even me, yeah, I don't even care. If I was to get married, and let's say we had like 4 kids, yeah, not gonna lie, you can take full custody. I want full custody.
I can have them on the weekend, not every weekend, every alternate weekend.
Every alternate weekend. Mate. Let me live my life. You honestly, have full custody.
I'm not gonna lie.
I will be the fun parent. Oh. I will see them. Hi, bye, bitches.
Honestly.
Ooh, we go to the fun fair today, bitch.
I can't lie. Like, the days that, like, I don't have my cough, I miss him like crazy. But, like, I'm able to literally just do me and I can rest. And a lot of, like, when you're not able to rest, it affects your health, it affects your social life, it affects everything. So now I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm constantly tired, or I'm constantly this, I'm constantly that. But the thing is, it's so funny, like, this is just a bit off the subject, but there's something called, like, it's just a syndrome, parent syndrome. When Micah's not around, I swear I always feel like he's still in the house. So if I'm like in the shower and I'm taking one long ass shower, I'll be like, oh shit, Micah's outside. Is he awake yet? Like, because he would have been sleeping for me to have been able to get in the shower. So I'm there rushing out of the shower and I'm just like, oh my days, he's not even here. Or like when Jamila will stay at my house, and I go into the room that she stays in and I'm just there chilling with her and I'm just like, wait a minute, like, the only reason I'm able to chill with Jamila...
I don't know why she said the room that she stays in. She means my room.
Okay, the room that she stays my in. Room. My spare bedroom my that she room. Keeps trying to claim that's my room. Not hers.
My
that
room.
Not, that's Micah's room.
My room.
That's Micah's room.
My room.
Micah's room.
Micah didn't even sleep in there. That's
my room. Yeah, when he's soon, bitch.
My room.
So, yeah, like, there's... I'll be feeling like, oh, the only reason I'm even able to sit here and chill with Jamila now is because he's asleep. And he's not even there. Like, you're always thinking... I even hear him cry. And he's not even there. It's like you're going mad. But yeah, definitely in terms, back to the actual topic, in terms of having a baby with a guy that don't, just be careful, because some of these guys are crazy as well. They'll be out here, like, you know, fucking smashing cars and
pushing,
breaking
you
into your house, breaking, it's like, do you remember the yeah. one that they in, hit her with a pole
London.
They hit her with a pole and they like threw her into a canal. Yeah, she still. I think she's the baby still survived though.
There was another one in jail. South London, the one where they actually killed.
Yeah, where they killed the baby. Oh, she was literally, what was it, like a week before term or something like that.
Term.
I can't, like, I would kill myself.
It's not that deep, man. If you don't want the child, it's fine. Let me keep the child. Like, if they bat me down for what?
Honestly, no, I would actually probably get,
that's such a horrible. It's so horrible.
It is bad, and it's just like, it's like, it's that. Look at the extent that these people will go to
just because they don't want you to have their kids.
Something that they created. Like, you would think, like I said, you would think that the girl raped them. Like, it's, they created
you
that
think I coerced you.
Do you know what I'm saying? Exactly. And I'm not being funny, right? But the only way to ensure that you don't have a child is to just not have sex. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Abstinence. Just don't be gay.
Sex. Don't have sex. No, even gay people can have children. But obviously, as in the naturally, yeah. Of course. But like, well, and male because, gay. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
If you as a man, you don't want children, you can either be abstinent,
yeah,
or you can experiment to see if you are gay. I'm just saying, it's either one
literally.
Of the two. You don't get to decide, ooh, you know what, I used a condom so she shouldn't be pregnant. No, condoms.
Yeah, because there is no guarantee that you will not get a girl pregnant.
You shouldn't be having sex anyway.
Exactly. There's no guarantee that you won't have a child.
That's being God-fearing. Thank
and
God.
Also, this is a question that we always pose, women all of the time, and always says, why are you having sex with women that you wouldn't ever see as a bareback? Why are you bare-backing women that you would never want to see, that you never want to have your child? Because you know that the risk is there. Whether you wear a condom and she's on contraception, there is still a percentage.
I just think, like I said, men don't respect them, so they think that they, because they have, like, they're supposed they can have sex with whoever they want, mm-hmm. and whoever they want will also say that they're not going to have the kid.
Yeah.
Now, joke's on you, because trust me, I'm making prayers for all my enemies. When you get them women pregnant, amen, amen, she will keep it. And I'm telling you, amen, she will keep it.
And even more than that, a lot of them is very it's very arrogant as well. Yeah. They feel like, oh, even if I get her pregnant, she'll just have an abortion.
So
that they can, they think they can coerce her into having an abortion.
I pray to God, in the name of God.
Honestly.
In the name of God, they will keep that baby. And you know what? It'll be your own fault because nobody begs you.
It's just sad because it's the child. It's only the child that's being punished. I won't even say the woman is being punished. Like, obviously, you know, you're unfortunate to have, you know, the wrong father for your child. However, it takes two. You literally both consented. Not every situation is consensual. I understand that. But let's talk about consensual sex. You both consented to have sex. So
nobody asked you.
Exactly. So as a woman as well, I'm not going to say you're the one being punished. Like, this is the child. We don't care about you and the father. It's the child.
The woman's also being punished for having a baby father. You know, certain things can't be helped. Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up that topic.
Yeah. Just have sex, save sex, guys. At least
don't.
Then
have
you
sex.
Have like a.
Yeah. I can't wait for the government to ban sex.
I said save sex. Ooh, that's not even what I meant.
Like, ban sex. Stop having sex. Yeah.
Actually, while we're on top, let's might as well just add this as a side thing. So, what do you think of the age of consent? Do you think it should be raised, or do you think it should, you know, stay at?
I think it should be raised
as well.
Yeah, to 18.
Yeah, so exactly.
Guys keep taking advantage of the fact that 17-year-olds are considered adults. These are agbayas. You guys are big
and
men.
Deep
and fuck 17-year-olds.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
Deep that they're telling you that you can smoke cigarettes and you can buy alcohol, but you can't. No, you can smoke cigarettes. No, sorry.
No, you're thinking of America.
Yeah.
But no, I think it needs to be raised, because not even in the sense of people make younger women or younger people making smart decisions. I think it's in the sense that a lot of these guys take advantage of the fact that, oh, they're legal and therefore they're I can get with these people, and I think it's very disgusting. Like, some of you are like approaching 30 and think you can fuck with 17-year-olds. That's very disgusting.
But aside from the predators, I feel like even if you were to have sex, like, you know, have consensual sex and lose your virginity at 16 with another 16-year-old, I just feel like you're not in the right frame of mind. I don't think you're emotionally and mentally developed enough to make those kinds of decisions, especially because I'm not gonna speak for the majority of children in this UK, because they are corrupt. However, like, there are, you know, the select few that are really like, oh my God, this is like my life. Me having...
You mean a 16-year-old having sex with a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
I don't think it's illegal for them to have sex.
No, it's not.
I mean, like, as in, like, even if it was under, they were under consent, because they're both...
I don't mean in the illegal aspect. I just mean in the sense that that's the age of legal consent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying, even if it was I'm just talking about, you know how you're talking about the elder law, they will emotionally manipulate you and whatever, and they prey on the youth. I'm saying, even if they were the same age, and we're not talking about any kind of manipulation...
Another thing, I think it needs to be taken more seriously is... women and female teachers preying on male students. I think it's taken a lot.
It works both ways. It's just what it is that it's easier for women to prey on the boys.
I mean the sentences for them. I think they need to be taken a lot more seriously. Because it's being made to seem as if they will call it a relationship. Mm. In the media, they'll say female student had a relationship with a male student, but if it was the flip side, they'd say obviously it's predatory, because it is.
Yeah.
It's the same way for female teachers.
Yeah,
it should not be allowed. Because if I found out a female
student
was fucking my 15-year-old son, I would break off.
Did
their
you
face.
See that?
That's fucking disgusting.
That thing that a woman was talking about her son, that her youth worker.
Yes.
Fam. I will catch a case. I'm not gonna lie, I'll catch a case.
Don't care.
I will
fuck you up.
Case.
Don't care.
I will catch a case.
I'm gonna manage to set you up.
Exactly.
You'll be walking out one night, you get set up by the man.
Exactly.
I don't care, because how fuck do you. These. It's so. I can't. It's too manipulative. Like,
yeah.
Especially for me, I really, really, really want to become a teacher. And I just feel like it's a second.
point of parenting, like teaching is a second point of parenting, and for you to take advantage of that is such a horrible thing to do.
I can't and then also as well, like back to what you were saying about the female to male students, is that it's easier for females to teachers to end up with a male student because they're more like overt with like their flirting and they're like, you know, oh miss, oh yeah. I mean, when I was in school, we used to have this one particular teacher. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the situation. So we had this teacher, she was from New Zealand. She used to wear low-cut tops and just be bouncing, you know, anime kind of dress, just be bouncing them in front of the boys' breasts, this, that, and the other. So one day, there was one boy, and he was fat, and he was eating a sausage roll in the class. She used to teach, I can't remember what she used to teach, I think PSC or something.
That New Zealand Australian teachers are always very brave.
Wayward, isn't it? They're always wayward, I know. It's even the men as well, our PE teachers, So,
too sexy.
Yeah, the PE teachers used to be bending over you, trying to teach you how to play tennis, you know. Okay, anyways, forget that. So basically, he was eating a sausage roll, and she was just like, oh, what? You can't eat in class, you pig, kind of thing, yeah? He was just like, he looked at everyone, he's like, is it? He said, you fucking slut, you dumb bitch, look at you, tits always out, fuck you, you're just trying to get fucked by youths, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Literally went ham on her, she left, she went back to New Zealand the next week. She was in tears. But it's just like, honestly, she gave him, like, that he's a child, obviously he didn't really know better. He was in year 10. However, it was a thing. Well, in year 10, maybe in 9 or 8, I can't even remember. But anyway, she watched the way that you treat, you handle students, or you deal with students, you know what I'm trying to say? So, like I said, anyways, you wouldn't catch a woman being like, oh, sir, you're looking good, or like, you know, trying to stay behind and flirt with the male teacher. You don't. We all kind of giggle about it amongst
each other. You know what image that came to my head? Waterloo Road.
I swear to God, so same here. And that's what I'm saying. We will giggle about it with our friends and stuff like that, but it would never be a thing where it's like, hella obvious. So in this might be very stereotypical, but I feel like in these situations the male teacher preys on the female student less than, you know, I feel like the male student, it's kind of, it works both ways. I don't think it's always kind of like, you know, the woman targets him. I think she kind of gets a vibe from the student, or the student's like been overly flirting with her, and she's thinking, and she's having trouble at home, or she's single, just going home to a glass of wine every night, and she's
a
like,
whore.
Hey, why not?
That's what it is. She's
I
a
could
whore.
Teach you something.
She's a trash bitch. She's a
I
whore.
Think they're brazy. Like, are they
bitches.
Not scared?
Are
they going to get caught?
You nasty bitch. You're fucking my son. Oh my God.
Saying?
Let me ever, if I have children,
imagine taking your son's virginity. A woman take yourself.
I will fuck you up in your house.
I will actually fuck you up.
I will fuck you. I know you probably live at home with your parents. I'll fuck you up in front of your parents too.
I will fuck you there. And do you know what makes it? Do you know what actually, like, when I was younger and I was in school, I used to have like 24-year-old teachers, 25-year-old teachers. And I used to think, oh, you're old. But I'm thinking now, like, literally, can you imagine me fucking a 15-year-old? Like,
I'm
deep
in it. I'll fuck
you
up in your own house, in front of your parents, your grandparents. You're probably going to have Sunday roast with your parents and your grandparents. I'm going to come up in the house, I'm going to fuck you up. And I don't care if I go jail for it, because I'll fucking dare you, nasty bitch.
It's disgusting. But yeah, guys, that wraps up today's topic.
Yeah.
Kind of went off on a tangent, but it was all relative.
Yeah.
Woo!
So on today's Asking for a Friend, we have a dilemma. They go, hi guys, miss you lots of podcasts and can't wait to see you guys with Peter in. Can't see you as well. Yeah. Basically, I'll get right into it. So my friends and I are very similar and we tend to agree on everything.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. So my friends and I are very similar and we tend to all agree on everything. Recently, however, it seems that there's been a clash in the group and two of my closest friends seem to disagree a lot of the time. She keeps, one of them, I'll call her A, she keeps saying that the other is trying to mock in public and in company, whereas B says that it's just that she's...
I don't like when things are named as A and B and C and D and E, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It's like... Okay, it's like... Wait, let me read this first. It's like A expects that she's right. No, is that A... Alex thinks that Beatrice expects that she's always right, and Alex feels that she doesn't think that Beatrice listens.
I don't know how to get them to squash it without it becoming a thing. Yeah.
You just have to leave them to their own vices. In situations like that, just don't get involved. Like, you can ask them, okay, what's the issue here? What's the issue there? If they both are like, oh, I don't have a problem, then just leave them. Like, literally, just leave it. Do you know what I mean? I've had friends that have fallen out. I've spoken to them both. What's the reason? It happens all the time. It's like, it's common. So I speak to them. What's your reason? Speak to the other one. What's your reason? And, you know,
I can't relate, so I don't think I have friends that fall out.
You because have been the person that has fallen out. Like, that's the thing.
That's the thing. But the thing is, I'm... Anyway, we're not getting into this.
That's what I mean.
No, what I mean is, I'm speaking as a person who's risen the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I've never been in that position, so I don't really know. Like, I don't really know what position I'd play. Normally, if that was me, I think I would just not get involved. Like, I would just be like, "Well, that's your lot's business," kind of thing. I mean, what can I do?
Jamila, you have been in that situation before.
I haven't been. Not even squash one.
What do you mean squash? As in you reaching out to two people's beef.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant as in two of your friends haven't fallen out before.
Well,
they have. Of course, they have, Jamila. No. Yes.
No.
Yes, even me, I've been the one.
You've fallen out with one of my friends.
Yes. You've fallen out with one of mine and vice versa. Like, yes, you've fallen out with... Anyways, it's not the time.
You've fallen out with one of my friends.
Yes.
No, I didn't think
I've been in the middle of you and other people.
I feel like you've actually been in the middle, but I don't feel like I've been in the middle of anyone's, like, sort of beef. I don't.
You just play dumb, Jamila. Rather than confront the situation, because it's none of your business, as you've just said, you just pretend like, oh, okay, I don't care. I don't know that anything's happening. Oh, there's fire behind you. Really? Something's burning?
Yes, no.
I can't smell smoke.
No, I just don't think I've been in the middle because I did not... I know you think
she
that you've
been in the middle, though. She wasn't really in the middle, though. She's not saying she's in the middle. She's just saying that her friends are arguing and it's just kind of like, it's bothering her. That's it. She's not saying that, oh, one's coming to her and
well,
the other
one's coming to her. Well, like I said, I haven't been in that position where it bothers me, so...
Okay, what about... I'm thinking about so many scenarios where you have.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't bother you. Like, it doesn't... I don't care either.
So, exactly, that's what I'm saying. I thought you meant as in,
no, none of your friends... have fallen out with another friend of yours.
I really don't think that's happened.
Yes, sir. I could think of people that even though that we are
maybe
very,
I don't,
very, very
maybe
you know,
I don't pay attention to our friendship.
That's what I said.
Really
that's what I just said. Smoke, the fire in the background. I can't smell smoke.
I can't give a fuck about you lot.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's because you don't actually care. Like, you just mind your business. You've never been the one to go to, oh, so, you know, you don't go to one friend and say, you know, what's going on? No, you don't go to the other friend.
You don't do that.
That's the point I'm trying to make, but it has happened. Definitely, it happened. It's definitely happened.
And I know about it.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, okay, I'm whispering something to her, yeah? But even...
Really?
Yeah.
I was involved in that.
You were in the fucking group chat. What are you talking about?
I don't remember responding in that group chat. When the beef was going on, I don't remember responding in that group chat. Because I
and
remember looking
even,
at it like,
oh,
okay,
oh, actually, no, you have with me and somebody else just recently. Think about it.
And I was in the group chat.
Exactly, it happens.
I want to call that person my friend. So, once upon a time. So again, yeah. Like I said, again, it's still the thing where if my two friends, I'm trying to think. Okay, maybe with Safar, but even then, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you and your beef, man. Suck yourself.
Yeah, but that's it again. Exactly. There have been. There have been
some grown ass people.
It's just that you just don't care. That's the thing. You don't care enough to acknowledge it. But with me, I just say that, yeah, we'll talk to both of them individually. I'm not going to try and convince either of them to make out. Sometimes I have, because I think sometimes one person's wrong or the situation is extremely petty and you're just wasting each other's time. Like, you're better inner like that. I'm not inner, though.
You're not inner.
People come to me to tell me what's happening. Do I go to say what's going on with you and so-and-so? That's being inner. She changed it because she's just mad that I just got at her. God strike me down if I'm lying. I don't go to people. No. Let me explain myself. I'm being dead serious. God strike me down if I'm lying. I don't go to people and say, oh, yeah, so what's going on with
you're
you and so and so. They come to me and they tell me that they have an issue with someone and I give my advice. I'm sorry that I just give good advice. Are you mad?
You're explaining bad.
That's why nobody comes to you, bitch.
Why do you guys squash it? Why are you going to just, why
when you guys it's when people are being petty and pathetic that's because I've gone through that whole girl click mean girls bullshit when I was younger and I'm now 27 years old. No, I'm being serious. I'm actually being dead serious. I'm now 27 years old, so I can acknowledge when something is just very petty.
You're explaining best.
Just let me be serious. I'm not even joking. Let me be serious. Yeah. Let me be serious because I'm trying to answer the dilemma. Fucking hell. So yeah, I've gone through that whole, you know, situation where, you know, where you're young and you're all like, you know, clicky, and then, you know, you drop one person out, the whole crew drops them out and all that nonsense. Really? At this age, I just feel like you're forgetting you have older friends, Jamila. That's why that shit doesn't happen. Like, that's why. No, you have older friends.
My younger friends though.
Huh? It
doesn't happen with my younger friends.
No, I'm saying that's why, because you've had more older friends than younger friends at one point. You've only now started chilling with people your own age, Jamila.
No, you think I did. All my younger friends just weren't in your phase.
No. I mean, as in going out with them, chilling with them, where it turned into like a clicky thing. You had people at uni.
Before uni, I had younger friends.
No, but were you going out with them like that? Yes. Not like that, do you mean, where it was a clicky thing though?
Yes, I did. Before I was even friends with Saffa, I had a clicky thing.
Okay, well, not that you've spoken about them then, because they weren't that important.
Because they didn't come around you guys.
But Saffa, I still speak about my other friends.
Saffa and the other person were the only people that I brought around you.
It's not about bringing them around. No, friends.
But they were the only people, because those are the only people I always used to hang out with my clique themselves, as in like my college lot, who I always used to be with. I just never brought them around. Well, actually, no, that other person was in that.
Or I don't know what kind of life that you lived, but I know that it's been a thing 100% with most girls where if you've been in a batch before and one person, you know, has been acting up, a lot of them will start moving away towards that person. It depends on who's the leader of the group or who's the most influential or whatever.
Are you the leader of your batch?
I don't have a batch.
Were you the leader of your batch?
My old one, I'm not going to lie, I was. Yeah, when I was younger, I'm not naming them because I don't talk to half of them, so I'm not naming them.
So I'm just trying to draw you out. Yeah, she's the leader of
the
batch.
No, but I was. I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
she's the leader.
I was. I can't lie. Like, I put on so many people. I can't even lie. Like, I'm not being gassed, but I did. Like, your friends are the people that I introduced you to.
She said she's Regina George.
No, because I wasn't mean, okay? There's a difference.
No, I wasn't mean. You're the leader, so you're saying that you're Regina George.
So what were you, a follower then?
No, because I was in your batch.
No, in your batch.
In my batch?
Yeah.
I wasn't in a batch. You just...
She's really trying to draw me out. Oh, now she wasn't in a batch. Okay, then. Okay, then. You and Lena are a
batch. Is that what they call eggs? Beta
bitch.
Is that what they call eggs? The batch of eggs.
Nah, anyways, we've gone so off topic. My parking's about to expire. But yeah, okay, in that situation, like I just said, how I would handle it, if they come to me anyway, then, because you don't want it to be like all bare gossipy, like, oh yeah, by the way, so-and-so said, da-da-da-da, you don't want it to be like that. So if they come to you and speak to you about it, then give your advice and that's it, but don't force anything.
In all seriousness, I think I can only think off the top of my head where there was a situation where it was two people constantly, well, it wasn't two people, it was one person constantly having an issue with my best friend, Saffa. So, and it got to the point where I was like, well, bitch, if you got so much of a problem, say something, get it. So I said it to my best friend, Saffa, and it became an issue. So, maybe it became an issue because I was
you
like,
pointed it out, yeah.
Because it was like, why is this, like, is everything's just saying, being said inside, yeah. Like, oh, I've got a problem with her, I've got a problem with her, I've got a problem with her. And it's just like, you're saying it to me, but the person knows you have a problem with them. They're fine, they're living life.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I was
so
trying
it's
to
like,
say,
why,
exactly.
Why do you keep saying it to me? So personally, I would be like, well, you know what, let me go be the messenger, seeing as you want me to be the messenger so badly, and I will go say what happened. Because it gets tiresome being the person in the middle, and that's probably why now I just don't do it, and I just don't look. Yeah. I just don't care.
Oh, I hate being in the middle. It's so annoying. But that's why, like, even if I fall out with someone that's a friend, I don't expect them to, like, stop that friendship. Like, continue your friendship. You're having a bad day, and don't worry, I'll be there. Because I don't get intimidated by my enemy's progress.
Let me not
like,
lie.
I mean, with my enemy's presence.
I'm not going to lie. I'm very manipulative. I make, my best friend Saffa, like, I basically make her drop all the friends that I don't
like.
Yeah,
no, I'm probably not like that. I don't
know. No, but I don't do it intentionally. She just ends up doing it. I feel like I'm a witch.
Yeah, but then that's what I was going that's what I was gonna say as well, in terms of this dilemma. Maybe one of them is jealous of the other as well, because maybe one of them is the leader, or one of them is like, you know, more if like everyone kind of likes one of them more than the other. And then it's just like, why does everyone always, you know, listen to this person and KKK with this person and agree with that person? But then when it's me, it's like, oh, I'm wrong or whatever. It could be that there's all
maybe
always,
you guys need to look at your surroundings more, like be more aware of your surroundings when you're together. Like, see how the dynamics are set up, see how people are.
And then the whole mocking thing in front of friends, though, oh, that is a thing, though. It used to be back in the day. Like, nowadays, everyone just runs back. Like, Jameela, see, yeah, she's always trying to draw. Well, I used to draw Jameela, I can't even lie.
Exactly.
Now she's trying to get me back. I think season two, we should just start on a fresh slate.
No,
because this is now, like,
You thought, bitch.
But that's because this is the relationship we have. Also, people might think, oh, why are they being like that? But this is all my days. We can, like, get about something for, like, 30 minutes nonstop. But, like,
no, this is me getting you back for last season,
anyways,
basically.
Fuck you, bitch. So, yeah, that whole mocking thing, people do actually do it intentionally sometimes, though, to actually, like, you know, make the person appear to be, like, a lesser person than than they are. So that's something as well. Just, you know, look at the situation, and maybe one of them actually just needs to get dropped, not even in a rude way, but maybe just to change the dynamics of your friendship group and to, you know, make it more comfortable.
I still have a batch. Why did I lie?
You know.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I just have different batches.
Yeah, but so I don't consider them batches, though. I'd say a batch. Batches are usually a group of people that do everything together, more or less.
Yeah,
so when
I
you go out to a party, you're going to link up with these people.
No,
when
the reason why I say I have different batches is because I have different surroundings that I'm always in. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, at uni, I have my uni batch.
Yeah.
And that's literally, like, at uni, we're known as that uni. That's our batch. Whereas, you know, if I'm going recess, I have my recess batch. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not because, that's what we do together,
you mean,
but because it's in different areas.
Mm.
So, like, even when I come to London, I still hang out with my uni batch.
Yeah, and no, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that one, I think your uni batch is definitely a batch. Definitely. But I just mean in the sense of, the reason why I don't say that I have one is because I have different friends with different things.
Mm.
Do you understand? But then I can't describe it. Like, I have loads of friends, but just in different areas.
Yeah.
So I can bring them all together to make one big.
And, like, there's the A team. Everyone knows the A team.
Yeah, I just don't do batches.
Yeah,
that's why I just don't say that I have a batch. I have groups of friends, but batch, I think, you consider a batch to be a bit more different to mine. I'd say my batch would have been, like, literally, yeah, like, everything. We are, like, we know that, right, if I'm going to go somewhere, I'm hollering at these specific people. We, like, you know, if I have an issue, I know I'm going to these specific people, or these specific people are going to be, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
It's always going to be the same kind of group of girls. You know, you get those.
Mm.
They'll be doing squad goals and stuff like that.
Mm.
Fake bitches, half of them. Anyway, but yeah, like, that's what I consider to be a batch, not just, like, where you're kind of, you know.
Because I'm very mobile.
I'm
very mobile, so that's the reason why I have different batches, like. Yeah, but we had another dilemma, but we're going to have to answer that on the next podcast. yeah, you guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter, and we will answer them on the show. Any inquiries about the beauty room or anything further, email us or tweet us at thepinkmatter, and the email is pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. And the winner is...
Wait, she didn't even, like, give a build-up.
Sorry. And the winner
the
is...
Winner of... The winner of the competition
for the beauty room
is
where you win a VIP ticket. You win
three books.
A
VIP ticket, you win. Oh, by the way, okay, so we were supposed to give out the 39A palette, Morphe palette, but it's limited edition.
I had no idea.
So
you
I didn't know. I wanted it myself personally. So you're gonna get the 24G palette instead. What else? Oh, 12 cupcakes that you will get those before Valentine's Day. So you would have got them yesterday if you're listening on Wednesday. And
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, the winner is...
Oh, yes.
Adji the Bob. I think on Instagram she's Adji the Grey. Yes.
And then we have a runner-up winner as well, who is... Naomi... Oh, is it Miss Naomi Abe?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you win a VIP goodie bag. ticket.
Woo!
Thing.
So,
congratulations to you girls. We'll be in contact with you, or we would have already been in contact with you. So, yeah.
And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.